Meanwhile, however, Don Quixote was talking to one of his neighbors, good man, though a little thick between the ears, in hopes of persuading him to be his squire. He promised and prodded and prodded and promised, and even offered to make him governor of any isles he might win in knightly combat, until at long last Sancho Panza, for that was the man's name, agreed to leave his wife and children and enlist as Don Quixote's squire. Sancho saddled his donkey and filled his saddle bags with food. Don Quixote fixed his shield and helmet and packed a few clean shirts. Then, without saying goodbye to Sancho's wife and children or to Don Quixote's housekeeper and niece, they slipped away one evening under cover of darkness. They rode all night, and by daybreak they had gone so far they knew no one would ever find them. Sancho Panza talked of nothing else but the time when he would be a governor, and his children princesses and princes.